The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Jackson, Florida, we go. Jacksonville, that is. Florida man accidentally shot himself in the penis when he sat down on a gun in the driver's seat of his car. Several news stations report that the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says the man ran into his girlfriend's house on Friday after the gun discharged. She saw that he had a wound in his groin and took him to the hospital where he went under surgery. Sheriff's Office said the 38-year-old man has a previous conviction for cocaine possession.
Oops.
And may now face charges of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Worse than that, he shot himself in the jimmy.
In the penis.
Our question, what did you sit on, step in, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
Hola.
Thank you for having me back on. Oh, man. So many things. Okay, so when I was, I guess, about six, I was living in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hello?
Yeah.
We got you. Okay.
I'm sorry?
You were living in Pennsylvania? Yeah.
Yeah, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, I was right on it. I know the seven words
I know
you
it.
Can't say on the radio.
I know it. Had my finger on the butt.
Sucker.
Sucker.
Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
I'll keep it up there.
All right, Mary.
You cut me off. Okay.
Yeah, you can't say the F word. You can't say the F word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops, sorry. I didn't think I did, but okay. Yeah, Harrisburg sucks. Jim sucks. Anyway, I was about 6 years old. We lived on Moon Street. And there was actually an auction house across the street, which we had an auctioneer we listened to all the time. But behind the house on Moon Street, there was a... we had a lot of property and a weeping willow, but there was a whole pipeline going down the back. And so I would roam around. We were free range kids back then. I'm old, right? So, free range, I'm running around and I stepped on a broken, rusty sewage pipe. It went all the way through my foot. All the way through the top. That was the one time I got spanked by a belt by my dad. He was Scotch-Irish, born in 1929, right?
So you injured yourself and your dad's thing is to beat you.
Well, he didn't hurt me that bad, okay. You know.
He didn't take you to the hospital, get a tetanus shot, right. Anything like that.
A rusty sewage pipe.
It was my first tetanus shot ever, and that hurt more than the belt, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, honestly, I didn't even feel the sewage pipe thing going through my foot. But, yeah, there was also a rock quarry back. So there's multiple stories, yeah.
Okay. All right, Mary. Mary, you have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, I think she will.
I think you got you're off to a great
started.
Start.
Yes, I think it's a good start.
Pretty sure. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hello.
Wade, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, we got you.
What's your story,
okay,
Wade?
We come from Fallsville, five of us buddies. We'd go to Seahawks games and, of course, overindulge ourselves in alcoholic beverages. And when we left the game one time, we were coming back down to catch the boat at the ferry dock. We head back to Bainbridge Island. And I saw my buddy crossing a planter by the sidewalk. They have these little planter areas where they got plants and stuff. And so I can run at him. He turned around. Bam, I tackled him down. And we laughed about it and everything. Next game, we came along with the Raiders game. We came back. We were even more intoxicated. Came back down there, and I was crossing that same planter. And all of a sudden, I heard the footsteps coming. And I turned around, and boom, he hit me chest to chest, and down we went. And I said, oh, get up. I think something went up my... And so he got off me, and I pulled myself off the sprinkler head. Impaled me about 3 inches. Just missed my... you know what I mean? And so I felt there was a bunch of water. He said, what's the sprinkler head? But it was just... pouring out blood, so I checked my coat, took my coat up, wrapped it around my waist, waddled all the way up to the ferry dock, got some toilet paper, looked down there, just massively bleeding. So I was still drunk. I pinched my butt cheeks together all the way to the ferry boat ride. Got home, they opened the van door, kicked me out into the snow, whatever, and then I got up, got home, and I went and looked in the bathroom, looked between my legs in the mirror, and I went, oh, no. So I called my old man, and he comes over and looks at me and says, man, you got to go to the doctor. So we went to the doctor, and doctors, this is back in the medical center, you'd have to go to the hospital anyway. He met me, and he said, when did this happen? I told him, Jelly, he said, you should have went to the hospital, and you're going to bled out. Well, needless to say, I didn't. He said, one finger up my, one finger up the other one, just there was no communication, so I was good to go. I'd take a lot of showers or a lot of baths for a couple of weeks, but other than that, that's okay. The most thing I've been impaled on.
And that was the last day you had an alcoholic beverage, I bet.
I'm guessing so. You might have recognized him as the voice of Boomhauer from...
I think she was like, he's just sitting right beside Mary.
I know. They're just passed the phone back.
I was like, exactly. Is something going on?
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-RIDE.
That's what my uncle sounds like when I go to Texas.
Yeah.
And I just go, hey, man.
I bet I can understand your uncle better.
You can't. You can't. Until he says a meat item, because inevitably that's what he's talking about. So you hear like rib. It's like, okay, he's offering me some ribs.
I told you, my cousin Tim's the same way.
As a mumbler?
He's just a mumbler and talks quiet. So you got to constantly be like, what? Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What does it sound like?
Cat, just more like, just, you know, kind of, like I don't
like,
get it.
Like, what are you doing? Come on, man, speak.
Right? And like, if you get him talking about like baseball, he'll get a little louder, okay. Right? But like, I'm with
still just the, mumbling? Louder
right?
Mumble?
Sometimes, like, you know, it's one of those things you don't want to be rude. Sorry, boss, I got to get close to you. But like, you just got to be like, what? Right? You gotta like lean in, just like, yeah, say it again.
Right.
Clearly.
Speak up, man.
With a Boston accent?
No. He's from where I grew up, but just same thing. The Boston ones are loud.
Yeah, I say everyone in Boston's perfectly
You'll hear
loud.
Cousin Pat. Sorry, Pat.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Thank you for being normal
so far.
Well, anyway, We drove, my sister and I and our friend were coming back from South Dakota on I-90, and this is early 90s. So, and we have a big 15-passenger van.
Bam.
And I don't know if you guys have ever driven I-90 through South Dakota.
Have not.
Not through South Dakota.
There is nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. So I crawl in the back of the van because it's getting a little bit late. It's about dusk, and my sister's driving, and, you know, it's a big 15-passenger van. So we're hauling butt, and it starts getting dark, and all of a sudden we're weaving all over the road. And I'm thinking maybe she's getting tired. I don't know. So I get up out of the back of the van. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, it's really windy. I'm like, okay, get out of the way. I'm driving. So I get behind the steering wheel. I start driving. I'm like, yeah, it is really windy. And now it's progressively getting darker. And it starts raining. And this is summer. So I'm like, it's raining in South Dakota in the summer. Okay, whatever. And so we keep going, and it starts raining harder. And I'm like, this is weird. And then it was raining so hard, the windshield wipers on full blast, you couldn't see anything. And I'm like, wow. And then the lightning started. And I'm like, ooh, I can see the road. How exciting, right? And next thing you know, there's hail. And I'm going like maybe 40 miles an hour because the only time I could see the road is when a lightning strike would happen. I'd be like, oh, good, I'm still on the road. And we go for about an hour like that. And we come up to we're coming, and I see a road sign for a rest area. And it is, you could hear the van just getting pelted with these pieces of hail. And I go, we're getting off. We got to get out of this for a while. We'll let it pass or whatever. I don't know what this is. So we pull in the rest area, and there's tons of cars parked there. I'm like, oh, so look, we're smart. Well, all of a sudden, this guy comes running out to the van. He's like, come on, come on. I'm like, what? I said, tornado right behind you. I'm like, what? And so we go, and we get into the little bathrooms. About that time, you could just hear the wind, and it sounded like a freight train.
That is what you hear all the time.
Yeah, and we were so close. And it was ridiculous. And so we stayed in the, you know, they have the cinder block bathrooms, and there's probably a good 30 people in this bathroom, and we're all just standing there, and it calms down, and I come out, and the windows are cracked, there's dents all over the van, and I'm like, ooh, and I'm 19 years old, I'm like, how am I going to explain this to my dad?
You know? It was a tornado, man.
I know, but still, it's like all he said when we left was, don't do anything to the van.
Of course.
I'm like, oh, okay. So anyway, but yeah, if you've ever driven through the night in South Dakota, I recommend listening to the radio, because that was a big thing. Because when we got out, you could hear the tornado sirens. But, you know, this is the early 90s. We're listening to cassette tapes and music. We didn't listen to the radio.
So the tornado was behind you, and you guys were just blissfully unaware of this.
Oh, 100%.
Well, don't worry. Now there's nobody working at the radio station, so you would know anyway if you
It's true. But it was crazy. And, you know, a 15-passenger van, it's like a big giant sail. So I'd be in the slow lane, and then all of a sudden I'd be in the fast lane, and then thrown back in the slow lane. It was, highly recommend not driving around one of those things.
Jesus, man. Mm-hmm. I just love the fact the guy's like, there's a tornado behind you. Like, oh!
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Especially because he'd already pulled over.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I did that on Pennsylvania Turnpike. Thunderstorm was too bad. I was like, I'll just stop at the rest area.
Last time we pulled over, Pennsylvania Turnpike, because the thunderstorm was so bad.
Yeah, in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you physically cannot see any. And it's the middle of the day.
Correct.
But it's almost like if your car drove off of a bridge into a lake. I mean, it's that much water. And like, dude, we got to pull over. We cannot see
You'll hide your plane anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
You know, funny story about the last call. My dad was telling me about the time he was driving through Nebraska, and he thought he saw a rain cloud, and he was actually right next to a tornado, and it almost blew his doors off.
Jesus.
Ah, the Midwest.
Yeah, I know.
So anyways, about a few years ago, I was staying a night with my ex-girlfriend, and she woke me up and said, you know, honey, can you get me something out of the kitchen? And me being the gentleman, I woke up, said, sure. So I get out of bed, I'm barefoot, I walk outside of the bedroom door, and next thing you know, I step on something that's a little squishy, and I was like, what the hell is that? And then at that exact moment, it registered, I stepped in cat vomit, and I was just like, ah, and then started screaming, yelling. And my ex-girlfriend's in the bedroom laughing her ass off because she knew exactly what happened. Meanwhile, I'm pretty much shouting all seven of George Carlin's favorite words because,
I've done that myself, ma'am. Done it myself, down in the basement. Like, can you check on the cat? She was making a weird noise.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
told. Keep your head down sometimes when you're walking, just to see what's in front of you. Right. Just pay attention.
With pets?
Yesterday in Fremont, it was like three huge turds on the sidewalk. And I warned a dude who was in the corner. I was like, hey, man, there's three turds like right by your feet. He's like, oh, dude, thanks for looking out. I'm looking at him. I'm like, man, those almost look human.
Yeah, they were
like
human turds.
Shook one out of their shorts. Didn't even look like a dog did it. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROD. Somebody shook a leg real quick.
It could be. It's got to be just somebody not picking up after their dog.
There was a big pile of human ass. This was outside of a business, I'll just say, in South Lake Union, right? So, massive pile of human excrement. And they just built all these buildings at this time. So, there's lots of medical staff, janitorial. And for 3 days, it was there. And it just blew my mind because they have cleaning crews and all this kind of thing. And I guess everyone's like, look, I'm not dealing with this pile of ass. It was kind of in an alley. So on day four, instead of cleaning it up, you know what they did? They moved the dumpster in front of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the dumpster had been about 20 feet away. And I'm like, you moved the dumpster to cover a pile of human ass.
I've been in a
one was going to clean it.
Nice place on a Saturday with some friends. Jay was there. And we're having drinks, and we're about to order, like, some snacks. And we look outside, and there was a guy just pooping in the bush.
Oh, man.
Did you still get the snacks?
We did not.
Yeah, I was really? Going to say, we're going to cancel the food order.
Like, it was kind of, you're like, see him, like, kind of, and he's, like, pulling down his pants. And we're just kind of like, oh, look at this. And then it's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
What did you sit on, Stefan, or drive over that you wish you did in 206-803-RIDE?
We just left.
Yeah.
I felt bad for that bartender, but I was like, I can't stay here.
Right. Like, ew, man. I just can't do it. I know what's in those bushes. Yeah. Hello, Warren. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola.
Hola, bitch. Hola. Yeah, we were, me and my younger brother were going down the street, and my brother used to tell us he did 85 miles an hour down. And so we were going over at the crest of a hill and seeing a pair of eyes before we could stop. It was a mother skunk and a pack of her little kids.
Oh, man. Check out the family.
Oh, we were stoned and we made it down to the end of the hill and got out and just started cracking up, rolling on the ground. What a good time it was.
That sounds fun.
Ah, murdering a family of skunks. Man, those are the days.
The mama's and the baby. Got them all.
I want a higher end bourbon now.
Yeah.
It stung so bad, we went to the car wash, and it would never take the smell off from that car.
Now, I mean, that's the thing. It's, well, we lived out in the woods, man. You knew when a skunk got hit. You get up in the morning, I mean, you just walk outside. You did not know what direction it was, but you're like, skunk got in. And it felt like it was at least twice a week. But that stink lasts about 2 weeks before it finally goes away.
Oh, yeah.
Our question, what did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day, then it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. It is a Seattle World Cup matchup inspired. Bad Choice Friday is Iran and Egypt to get underway tonight at 8 at Seattle Stadium. So, representing the fine country of Iran, give it up for A Flock of Seagulls.
I love this song.
Representing Iran, A Flock of Seagulls in
Iran.
Yeah.
Iran.
Representing the fine country of Egypt, give it up for the one and only Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Doing very well in the voting.
Yeah.
Steve Martin is.
It is a dead heat on X.
Is it real?
I'm shocked. And this is the most votes we've had on Twitter in a while.
It's heated. Okay.
It's a heated battle.
People love this.
Yeah.
King Tut from Steve Martin representing Egypt taking on A Flock of Seagulls representing Iran and Iran. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live or you're watching us there on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Did you put your vote in?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I did too.
I put my vote
in. I think
we
voted for the same song.
Yeah, Flock Seagulls.
Oh.
I went the other one.
Okay.
Will you two attest that the Iranian pistachios are that good?
Yes. They are that good.
Yeah, all right.
That's the saffron.
I thought it was all hype. I'm like, that's so stupid. How good could they be? They're ridiculous.
You can bring them back for British Columbia if you're careful.
I don't know. That's how you do it.
I was telling people last night, and they were like, yeah, well, you don't know that.
They are. They honestly are.
Yeah. One of my old bosses is married to an Iranian woman. I've had them.
That's what we get. That's what we want. Yeah, they're seriously, they are that good.
Yeah,
stupid as that is.
All right, question today. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve-O. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I live north of Spokane, Washington, and I was driving down the highway getting to work, and I was late, and I was doing about 80, and it was just a few weeks before spring break, and we had a big trip out to haul our camper over to Oregon and everything, and hauling down the road, and it's foggy. And I see something in the road, and it just looked like a little piece of road debris. By the time I got on top of it, I hit it, jumped my truck probably about a foot in the air, and I rolled to a stop about a quarter of a mile later. And then I got out and looked at my truck, and the whole front end was decimated, like the differential, all the axles were all broken. After doing some research, I realized that someone dropped a 250-pound tub of livestock mineral oil. So it was almost like frozen molasses in one of those big, giant blue tubs.
Oh.
And that was a truck that we were going to tow our camper with. Luckily, I had a good friend that let me borrow his truck for that week. But, yeah, I wound up causing $21,000 in damages to my truck.
Damn! $21,000? That's not totaled?
No, it should have been because I'm still having issues to this day with it.
Yeah.
State Farm.
How long have you had the truck, or how long ago did this happen?
This is about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Damn.
So you basically hit like a blob of molasses?
Pretty much. It was, I found pieces of the sticker, like of the brand, whatever it was. And it was, it was livestock mineralic. And describing it like frozen molasses would be the best way I could explain it.
Okay.
That is the last thing I think I would hit in my vehicle. If you gave me like a chart of things I think I would hit, that would not be on there.
I couldn't believe it, but man, when I hit it, like I kind of seen stuff, and it was almost like a little cloud. And then when I went and looked around and found like all these pieces, I mean, it was like everywhere, all over the highway, both sides in the ditch. I even tried figuring out like whose truck or trailer it fell off, because he had to have noticed that. I mean, 250 pounds—that's a lot of weight.
I'm sure they noticed when they got to their farm. Like, crap.
I put a post on our neighbor's page on Facebook. I was like, hey, whoever left this on the highway, you can come get the pieces of it and pay for my damages.
Jesus.
Well, dang. Somebody who owns horses probably.
$21,000, man. Jeez, a whisk.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, seriously, should have reached out to the advocates.
Reach out to or get rid of the truck. And because if you got that much money, put a down payment on something else. It's just...
That's crazy.
That's too much damage. Hello, April. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, can you hear me?
We got you. We can hear you.
Hola. Oh, good. I haven't called before, and I'm driving and using a map, and I didn't know if it was connected. Hi, Liquor and Horse.
Liquor and Horse to you.
You say that so April. Pleasantly.
I know. Oh, God, Liquor and Horse.
Hey, Liquor and Horse. Hey.
Yes, so this is the most recent story I have. It's not, I wasn't driving. It was my daughter. It happened on Christmas Eve, this last Christmas Eve.
Tell me she hit a reindeer.
No.
She hit grandma.
No, unfortunately. So anyway, she was driving home from work, hit a stop sign, and then drove over that, and then proceeded to drive through a power box that was like the biggest power box I have ever seen in my life, and took out like 1,000 people's power, and we're paying for that box for the rest of my life.
Is it? And this was, you say Christmas Eve?
She's alive. Yes, Christmas Eve.
So you knocked out power on Christmas Eve to 2,000 people?
She was, like, her. Yeah, and her car was directly just on top of it, and she was still in it, like, get out, what are you doing? And she's alive and fine, but oh my God.
How did she drive through a stop sign and onto the, like, what happened?
Was she texting?
Yeah, she said her brakes went out, but her brakes, like, they were fine.
That's like her brakes did not go. That's what I told my parents too.
What's the total on that box?
$74,000.
And are you on the hook for that?
Yep.
And what are the monthly? How do they work? This monthly payments, I'm guessing.
Yep, I pay $50 a month for the rest of my life.
Wow. Did the neighbors know your family was at fault for ruining Christmas?
I don't think anyone took pictures, so that's good. I don't know.
What kind of car?
We don't live there, so they don't know us.
What kind of car was she driving?
Subaru.
Okay. All right. Well, that probably helped. Those pretty sturdy cars.
Yeah, let's put that in a commercial.
Exactly.
Well, my daughter drove through a stop sign and took out power to 2,000 people at Christmas Eve. She was fine.
The new Outback, only $70,000.
Yeah.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Mom, why did Santa visit us? Somebody knocked out the power.
Somebody killed the power in their Subaru.
Couldn't see the roof.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
So, I wasn't the one driving. I wasn't even in the vehicle that ran it over. I was in Iraq in 08, and the truck in front of me swerved suddenly and hit a crush wire in the road, which led to a donkey on the side of the road, which has subsequently exploded, painting my truck, my gunner, and plastering the donkey's testicular member to the windshield of my Humvee.
Oh. Well, that's a hell of a... Well,
damn.
I'm not going to make that joke.
Yeah.
Wow. So was that a rigged device, you believe?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was a rigged device.
So what did they think the donkey...
The worst part about this was it had been sitting there for about 3 hours in the Iraqi sun.
Oh, so the donkey was no longer alive.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. So they strapped the explosives to the donkey.
They put it inside the donkey.
Damn.
Wow. Jesus, man.
Oh, that's awful.
I'll tell you what we'll do.
Like, yeah. No, are you sure,
put
man?
It in a donkey.
I mean, it could just be on a string on the side of the road in a box.
You know? Wow.
Jesus, God.
But I guess the point was made because he's like, right, we had goo all over everything.
Yeah. Jesus, I mean, that's man. Riding dirty or true D rider.
You got some ass?
Yeah.
Tap that ass.
But I'm glad they're fine and safe, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to imagine people, other guys and their crew made fun of them.
Oh, for sure, man.
These guys with the donkey.
You guys got the donkey, yeah.
Yeah. That donkey D.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores. Positive Friday.
Liquor and whores.
Positive. All right, so mine's a twofer. I'm going to make the first one quick and the second one's good. So the first one was actually on Wednesday. I played chicken with a crow. And normally when I do that, because, you know, they're stubborn, normally they end up just getting out of the way. But this one, for some reason, did not. And I drive a Duramax diesel, and crow versus truck equals splat.
Yeah.
The funny part about this is that I was driving, and then all of a sudden I just hear a bink. I could hear its noggin just splat right off the bottom of my my front bumper, and then in my rear view I just see this giant fluff of feathers. And the first one was when I was stationed in North Carolina, and I was on my way to a range because I was with the Marines at the time, and early morning, and a deer, you know, crosses the road in front of the in front of me. And I did not have enough time to stop. So I just went, you know, Jeep versus deer. And the deer ends up underneath my Jeep. Front tires go over it, and I felt the bump. And then it was about 50 yards later that finally my rear end goes bump. And then I look in the rear view, and there's just this long, long streak of red and a contorted deer carcass. I drugged that thing for about 50 yards before my rear differential finally popped over the body.
Yeah.
Now, do you get out of your vehicle and drag the deer out of the road, or you just leave it there?
No, I was running a little bit late, actually. So there was no stopping for that. And I mean, quite honestly, roadkill in North Carolina is a dime a dozen.
Yeah, sure.
The funny part is later on, we had another logistics truck show up, and they were, you know, I'm standing there with everybody, and they're like, dude, you see that splattered deer? And I'm like, yeah, that was me, actually. And they're like, Doc, you freaking murked that deer? I was like, oh, yeah, dude, there was no chance. No chance.
Hmm. Man, oh, man.
So, good times.
Yeah, really.
Were the crows in your neighborhood?
No, I was coming from a job site in Bainbridge Island.
That's good.
I guess they're used to, you know, people on Bainbridge stopping for them. But, you know, hey, it's 3 o'clock. It's time to punch out. I'm going home.
No. I hear you. I worry so much because crows have great memories, and there's always a bunch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, like, the other day I was driving out of my complex, and there was one sitting there, and he wouldn't move. So finally I just stopped and, like, opened the door and kind of was like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to run you over. So there was, like, two other ones on the perch. And I was like, Right, if I run this dude over, like, they're not going to let me.
They're going to take you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I have to do that with the dog, man. And the dog's gotten better now that she's not a puppy. But I'm like, do not growl, bark at, or chase these freaking crows, man. Because right. I know them, they know me, and the thing, I will take the brunt of it. So she's pretty good with them now, but they still have that look on her face like, I wish a dog would.
Well, remember, she used to work here, right? Leah, right?
The yeah.
World's oldest, youngest grandma.
Yeah.
But somehow, wow. I don't know. Well, that was just a joke because yeah. she always like had Tupperware containers full of food and stuff.
She took a six-pack of light beer to the Gorge for a weekend and got hammered with her friends. One yeah. six-pack. That's who she is.
When she was walking to work, I don't know if the crows missed. Anyhow, these crows, they kind of dive-bombed her once, but I think it was happening to her like every day.
If they do it, they're coming after you. So.
Yeah, and I can't imagine what she, of all people, would have done to these crows. Absolutely.
I do. She put tuna casserole in the microwave.
Yeah, that was the worst you could say about that.
Yes. Person.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kristen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'm calling. It was actually my daughter, or about, 8 years ago. She had just gotten off of work, called me, said she was heading over to her friend's house. And about 20 minutes later, she calls, and it sounded like she was laughing, and said, Mom, I hit a horse.
Oh.
What? And then realized she was actually being hysterical. So what had happened was she was heading to her friend's house, and they live kind of out in, like, dark road area. And the horse had gotten through the fence. And she came over, like, crested over a hill, and the horse came running out, and she was doing 45 miles an hour on the road in a little 95 Honda Civic. And that horse came through the windshield, flipped over the back of the car. My daughter doesn't really remember a whole lot. Her car ended up off the road right in front of a telephone pole, but she came out unscathed and the horse did not make it.
Yeah, I bet. Well, she's lucky. Yeah. She's lucky that that thing didn't go straight through the windshield.
Yeah, exactly.
She'd been luckier if she didn't hit it.
Yeah. It tried to, but the windshield actually kind of made a little bubble around her. But there was, I mean, that car was totaled. The horse, there was horse hair, horse meat all over.
So Civic can beat a Mustang.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Okay. Yep. The scariest, obviously we took her to the hospital and stuff like that. And she was fine. She's taking her sweatshirt off. She had glass all up in her clothes and stuff like that. But one of the worst things, and the sound, when they were ripping the horse, or not ripping, but they were pulling the horse off the road. It was like October, so you can just see the steam coming out from the inside.
Oh, God.
And the hooves, the sound of the hooves being dragged. Oh, my God, it was horrific.
That sounds steamy, dead horse being dragged off of a road.
Yeah. All the animals to hit. You know, that's...
Absolutely. So, but everything worked out. But, yeah, that was...
I mean, not for the horse.
Well, I know, but I'm still...
The horse is telling a different story.
When you get up close to a horse, obviously the bison are the biggest, animal in North America, wild animal. But as far as just a domesticated big animal,
it's a big-ass animal.
I mean, other than a moose, or a grizzly bear, I mean, what can you hit that is that big and weighs that much? Yeah, I mean, an elk is not going to be that big.
I've driven through the Oregon Outback. They have open range. You got to be careful not to run into a steer, like a cow.
Yeah, I guess you could
hit
a cow.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803
I wonder if her daughter can even watch the Derby.
Brings my terrible memories. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Every time a horse goes down.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hola.
Well, I was driving home from Winthrop one evening. We were planning on stopping at the top of the pass to look at the stars in the middle of the night on the late night drive home. And I was leaving town and ran over some little black bump that I didn't even think about until we got up to the top. And we thought, oh God, this stinks. There's some skunk outside there somewhere. And so we moved the Jeep around to another spot in the parking lot, hoping to get away from it, and realized that that little thing that I ran over was a black and white speed bump.
So
and
you
we
hit
had
the skunk.
That scent all over the Jeep. We dug through the glove box and pulled out some incense and got that burning in the Jeep to try and kill the smell. And we couldn't roll the windows down or do anything on the rest of the drive home.
Yeah, it's the thing. It's just going to smell like incense and skunk. I mean, the thing about skunks, man, that once that stinks on you, it is bad.
And it stays awful.
They sprayed our house once, and it was about a week before we could actually go back to the house. just to deal with the stink. The stink was still there, just wasn't as pungent, but it was outside.
That's one of my most memorable things about road trips, just the smell of a skunk and how long it lasted.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was going to say, like, whenever you're driving through those areas, like, you could tell when you just drive by a skunk.
Absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, never any doubt about it.
Still to come, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC on the way at 4:35. We got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.